Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death," now watch this, "whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Now what is righteousness? That's right in the eyes of God. That's what God says is right. Amen? "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin." Now watch this. "Ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness," now watch this, "unto holiness." I want to preach a little while tonight, if God will be my help on this thought, the church's broadcast system. The church's broadcast system. As I was thinking about this, and I was over there the other day, and I took the CDs down there to the radio station, and I was thinking about the gospel going out over the air, and how magnificent it is. But if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, there'd be nothing to go on the air. They would just be a lot of nonsense and a lot of this, kind of like a lot of the radio stations that's out there today. Just a whole lot of nothing, amen. Nothing that'll help our hearts and nothing to help us to draw closer to our eternity that we're looking for in just a little while. But I believe that God give us a broadcast system for the glory of God in these last days we live. The Lord says here in His Word that that a servant is serving is the one that he's obeying is who his master is. Amen? And the Bible teaches here that when we were servants of sin, we were servants even unto death. Amen? The only thing sin will get you is a graveyard. The only thing sin will get you is death forevermore. But I'm glad that God made provision, amen, that we would obey in righteousness so that we could come away from death. Hey, I'm not living for death no more. I'm living to live. Praise God. God's made a difference down in my heart. Amen. He's working on me and just like He's working on you. And it's a constant, everyday thing. And we see the power of God as He begins to work on us and to begin to mold us and make us in the likeness of His image. We see in verse 17, He said, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin." Amen. You are just like, you and I are just alike. We've all been servants of sin, doing those things, that's sinfulness. But thank God, I'm glad we don't have to do that no more. He said, "But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you." Now that form there that He's talking about, that's the mold that God's putting us in. You realize as a child of God today, Brother Robert, that God's putting you into a mold? He's formed a mold just for you, praise God, that He's going to put you in, that He might mold you and make you, praise God, into the likeness of Himself. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. I'm not able to do that within myself. I struggle in this old flesh just like you. But I'm glad that we're serving a risen Savior, praise God, and we have that ability, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as He begins to mold us and makes us into what He'd have us to be. He says, the servants of righteousness and not unrighteousness. He said, "I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh." See, He said, we know, He said, the manner of men, they have a lack of strength, a weaknesses when it comes to this flesh. We're all weak in the flesh. We all come short of the glory of God because of the flesh. Now, I said a while back, it's not that we come short. We're just sinners exceeding because of the flesh. The flesh rises up and causes a great spectacle. Amen. It makes us look plumb stupid in the eyes of God. Yeah, I believe sometimes God just looked down at us. He said, "Why did you do that?" Amen. Yeah, I don't know, but maybe it's just me. But sometimes it seems like God just looks down and says, "Why in the world did you do it? You know better than that." I mean, just that quick fast in a hurry, boy. He chastens my heart and He lets me know that I've messed up. Amen? I thank God for that. Because then I can realign myself, say, "Lord, forgive me a sinner." Amen? And help me to not do that again. Repent of it. See, there's nothing wrong with repentance. Repentance is essential in a child of God. Amen. It shows God that you're sincere, amen, because you've sincerely messed up. And God convicts your heart, shows you that. That causes the infirmity of flesh. We can bow our head and say, forgive me, Lord, an old sinner. Amen. And begin to change around and make it. He says, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, iniquity, even so now yield your members servants of to righteousness unto what? Holiness. He said, what? As a child of a God, amen, he said, we're in an advancement process. We're not going to stay where we are. Amen. What we are today is not what we're going to be tomorrow. And what we are tomorrow is not what we're going to be day after tomorrow and next week. We're in an advancement process. And God's advancing us around. He's first, He's putting us into a mold, amen. Just like when they used to have the old printing presses, they would sit down and they would get to what they wanted to say and they would begin to put the molds into the press to begin to get it ready, amen, that they might begin to print out the words that they would need, what they wanted to say. He said, that's what they're doing. He said, He's putting us in order so He can get into us what He'd like for us to say. Amen. He said, well, why would He do that for us? Because He wants us to be in the likeness of His image. Amen. He wants us, glory to God, He wants us to do and say the right things. Amen. Because there's a lost and a dying world out here that needs us to do and say the right things. Amen. God help us today, young, as God's church, praise God, to rise up above all this thing, because we are the broadcasting system, amen, praise God, to get the gospel into the world. I think we've come up short on our part. God's give us all that we need in the volume of the book, but praise God, we come up short. He said, for when we were servants of sin, we were free from righteousness. In other words, we couldn't do right. Because we were slaves to sin. We were obeying sin. Amen. But, praise the Lord. He said, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Didn't bring you no good. Death was there. He said, but now, I like his part, but now, being made free from sin and become servants of to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Now I want you to watch. I want you to notice something here. He says, but now. He said, you've progressed past your old sinfulness. Realize just old sinner needing of a Savior. You've asked Jesus, forgive you sins. You've repented and asked Jesus, forgive you sins. Amen. And you've asked Him into your heart. I hope. Amen. And we say, well, okay, the job is done. We're finished now. We're good to go. See, that's where we mess up as Christians today. We think, well, because we've come up and we've confessed our sin, we've repented, amen, we've asked Jesus into our heart, amen, everything's hunky-dory. Jesus said, I thought about this when Brother Robert was singing. He said that we have a friend in Jesus. You know that song? But Jesus said, if you're my friend, He said, then you follow my commandments. He said, if you're going to be my friend, you've got to do what I say. Amen. And if you're not, hey, if we're not doing what He says, then we're not a friend. You may say that you're a friend all day long, a friend of Jesus, but if we're not doing what He says, what He commands us to do, amen, then we're not a friend of Jesus. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying this, what we've done, we've come, we've repented, we've asked God to forgive us our sins, praise God, and we've asked and invited Him into our heart, amen, but we've not allowed Him to be our Lord and our Savior. We say that He is. But you know what we've done? What we've done, the Holy Ghost, God's knocked on our door. We've opened the heart's door and we've asked Him to come in, praise God. But we're not allowing Him to be the Lord of our lives. We're not allowing Him to direct us and show us where He wants us to be. Amen. So what we're doing, all we've done, we've opened the door, we've stepped inside, and we're standing at the door looking around like sheep looking at a new gate. Amen. Instead of following the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Does that make any sense? We've got to follow Him. Amen. We can't just get inside the door and stand around waiting on the rapture to take place. I think that's where a lot of us Christians are. We've got in the door, amen. We think, well, we made it in, glory to God. by the skin of our teeth, amen, and said we're just going to sit here and wait till the rapture takes place. But the Bible says here that to become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. I think there's some things that go past just getting in the door. It goes past just stepping in and saying, okay, glory to God, I made it. Amen. It's a loving Lord. It's being obedient to Him. Amen. Becoming a servant unto the Lord Jesus Christ. To follow Him in righteousness. Amen. Unto this life that He offers, even unto everlasting, eternal life. Amen. There's more to it than this. It's being conformed into the likeness and the image of Christ. He said, that's what he's talking about. He said, this form here, it said they're putting the letters in. They're getting ready to put the printing on the paper. Amen. Praise God. But we need to be mindful of the Lord. We can't just get the letters to the printing press. Praise God. We got to line them up where they need to go. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. The Bible says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be, now watch this, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. That word conform here, it means to be made into an exact copy. So what He's done, He said He's took you to the printing press, He's took the letters and He's put them in, He's got everything just right, praise God, and then He begins to pour in the lead to make the molds, praise God, and that so that He can begin to print them all, and He's going to print them all, and they're going to be everyone just like the other. Amen. What is He fashioning after? What's He printing? What's He copying? He's copying the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Amen. So we don't just stand at the door and wait, praise God. We work to it. He works on us to become a carbon copy of Himself. If we're not working to become a copy of Jesus, then we're not working at all. I thought about that. I said, boy, my goodness, we sure letting down on the Lord. Amen. But He said we should be forming that we should need to be. Amen. Pour it out, praise God, for Lord Jesus Christ, and put into the press so that we can become copies of Jesus. So they can just print us out. You say, well, preacher, you're saying that we ought to just be all just alike. We all ought to be just like Jesus. Amen. He's our example. He's our example. He said, not my will, but He told the Father, not my will, but thine be done. That's what we ought to be saying today. Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. So we become copies. Praise God. We're a work in progress. And see, we ought to be working for the Lord. We ought to be doing things for Him. We ought to be out soul winning, inviting folks in. That's important. Amen. Going out and telling them, but we can't do that till we become a copy of Him. Amen. To go out and become soul winners. And we got a visitation program. Go out and visit. That's important. Soul winning is important. Visitation is important. It's important to go out there and try to become what He wants us to be. But the Bible says we're supposed to be going out in the highways and hedges and compelling them to come in. Amen. Trying to get them into the house of God so that they can be fed and grow. But you know what? We're not grown up enough. I preached this Sunday morning. We're not grown up enough, praise God. We're still on the milk and we ought to be on the meat. Amen. We ought to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be fed and growing, praise God, and leaps about. But while we should be on the meat, praise God, we're still on the milk. We're still standing at the door waiting on somebody. I don't know what we're waiting on. I guess somebody to invite us to come in a little further. Well, let me ask you, but just say this, that I invite you to come in a little further. Amen. Get on in, praise God. Get out there, as Ezekiel said, get out there in them swimming waters, praise God. Amen. A lot of folks like to swim. I don't care nothing about it. If I'd have been meant to swim, I'd have had gills and flippers. Amen. I go out in the lake and I get out there and I, as long as I keep moving, I do pretty good. But if I try to float, my feet go down and I'm just like a bobber. I go right to the bottom. Ain't care nothing about it. But praise God, I'd like to get in the swimming waters for Jesus. Get out there, amen, to work out, folks can see Christ in me, that hope of glory. Amen. What we need to be doing, amen, is going out and witnessing for the Lord. But I want to tell you, praise God, the best advertisement we can have for Stony Fork Baptist Church is a holy life, people in the church living a holy life as members of the body of Christ. Amen. That's the best advertisement we can have. We can go out soul winning. We can go out visiting. Amen. Try to encourage folks to get in. But you know what will get them in more than anything? We'll see your life and it changed. Amen. Oh me. The best thing, the biggest thing that'll get folks into the house of God is seeing your life change. See you living a holy life. That's why I said for you folks that wasn't here Sunday night, I offered up I've been preaching on Sunday nights on Nehemiah and how he built the wall and how he finished it in 52 days. Amen. And how our walls is crumbling down, our morals, our convictions are just falling apart. Our homes is dilapidated. The Bible said, he said, it all lieth in waste. And I offered a challenge Sunday night to take a 52-day challenge to live a life, praise God, that'll be mighty in God's eyes, to live a holy life, to set ourselves up to how we talk and how we walk and how we act, how we react, amen. What we say, where we go, what we do, and where we go. Be mindful of all of it. Because God is mindful of us. We can be different. He said to separate us. He said to be a peculiar people. Amen? We ought to be different in these last days we live. Hey, our folks be able to look at us and say, you know what? Them folks up there at Stony Fork are a little bit peculiar. Amen? That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. We should be peculiar. Because we're God's broadcasting system. Without me and you, praise God, without the church, the gospel of God will never go out. But because of us, praise God, we can broadcast it all over the world. Amen. We can put it out there so folks can hear it and be saved. See, that's what they did when Paul was talking to the folks at Thessalonica. He said, there's something going on down there. He said, boy, what a blessing. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 6. And he said, ye become followers of us. Or ye became followers of us. And of the Lord. Having received the word in much affliction. With joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So Paul says, he said, Paul was rejoiced. He said, you became followers of us. Because Paul said, hey, listen, he said, follow us as we follow Christ. I want to say this tonight. You know, everybody out here, our youngins, our people, our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our mamas and dads, pray God, they ought to be able to look at us and follow us right on into glory. Amen. They ought to be follow our example, amen, right on into heaven, praise God. But you say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. You know, they've got their own salvation, got to work out. Yeah, I know that. But the Bible said that woman can win her husband, that man that's not saved, she can win him without the word. Without a word. In other words, without the word of God, but she don't have to badger him and hag him and try to get him in that way. Pray God, she can live a virtuous life before him. He can see Christ in her, that hope of glory, and he'll cause him to get in. If our folks is going to get in, they'll get in the same way. Amen? But Paul says, I see it. He said, you become followers of us and of the Lord. Because he said, hey, just follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? He said, don't follow me because you want to follow me. Follow me because I'm following Christ. I'm headed in the right direction. You just come along, go with me. Praise the Lord. He said, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Now watch this. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. He said, everywhere they go, said, praise God, we've done heard that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, why? Because the church was a broadcasting system. The church was heralding the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says here that he said, having received the word. I thought about that. You know what? They were receivers. Amen. They were receivers. They was hearing. They wasn't dull of hearing. They was hearing the Word. And having heard the Word, they became transmitters. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To broadcast it abroad. To spread the gospel. Amen. They heard the Word. They said they, having heard the Word in much affliction. It wasn't easy to be a Christian. Amen. It's not easy to be a Christian now, but praise God, we can with the help of the Lord. We can do that. That's right. Praise God. In the eyes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can. He said, having received, the receivers becoming transmitters, amen. He said, for from you sounded out the Word. Now that word sounded out means to trumpet. It means to thunder out. Amen. In other words, they didn't whisper around the good grace of God. Amen. They proclaimed it from the rooftops. Amen. Praise God. They trumpeted out. They received it. They became transmitters. Praise God. And they began to broadcast the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they done it through the microphone, praise God, of redeemed personalities. Hello? Did you get that? They done it. They broadcast the gospel, amen, through the microphone of redeemed personalities. They became new creatures in Christ Jesus. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost lives in you and He changes you. You can't do what you used to do. If you are, He said, then you're bastards and not sons. Amen. But praise God, there's something down inside you. Praise, that's pointing you in a different direction. And so they begin to be microphones of redemption. Amen. Proclaiming out, thundering out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To all those that would hear. Praise the Lord. Everywhere they went in Macedonia and Achaia, praise God, they said, hey, yeah, Paul, hey, we've already heard that. Amen. Glory to God. Paul was ecstatic. Amen. Praise God. He said, they've already been broadcast. The church is a broadcasting system to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what's wrong with the church today? We're not a broadcasting system. We come in there and we hear it. We hear it and we don't. But we don't take it in to where we can transmit it. Amen? It's a pretty sorry radio station that just takes it in, but don't ever give it out. Amen? I can take our CDs down there to the radio station week after week after week. And boy, but we could take them some really good stuff. Amen? But if they never transmitted it out, praise God, it wouldn't do no good. But see, that's what God's wanting to do to us. He's wanting to fill us with all this good stuff of God, amen. And He wants us to receive it to ourselves so that we can transmit it out. You know what's wrong with most of us in our Baptist churches today? We're taking in a little of this and a little of that, and we've got a sorting system. Amen. Oh me. We sort out those things that we like, and then we cast out those things that we don't like. Amen. We take the Word of God and we don't rightly divide it. We just divide it. He said, well, this is pretty good. I can do this. So we put this over on the right side and we take this other stuff. And say, well, now, Lord, I'll have to change the way I act and behave in order to do that. So I'm just going to chunk at. I don't really believe that part anyway. Huh? Ain't that about where we're at? Oh, me. But praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him that we might be that, amen, we'd be transported in the likeness of our Savior, that we'd be duplicates of Him. Amen. It kills me when people say, well, you know, a preacher said our children said they need to be their own little person. No, they need to be more like Jesus. Amen. They need to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He needs to be nurtured in heaven. They need to be following Him. Amen. Paul said, that's what I'm doing. So I'm just following Jesus. He said, you can follow me if you want to, but I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen? So we got to be receiving, but we also got to be transmitting it out. If not, it's of none effect. I'm afraid a whole lot of times we're taking in and we're taking in and we get all we can and we can all we get. Amen? We hang on to it and we hoard it up. But the thing is, it's not even doing us no good. Because we're hoarding it up and we're putting it in somewhere in a dark place and we don't even remember we got it. See, you say, how do you know? Because when we get out here in the world, we get overcome and overwhelmed before the day's over. I mean, you come to church and get filled up and the Holy Ghost, God stir you and give you stuff you need and you say, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to implement this. Tomorrow I'm going to become a new creature. And Brother Robert, before we get down to the workplace on Monday morning, the old devil's done snatched that away from us, hid that away somewhere, and we just go right along the way we've been going forever. Amen. Without the help of the Lord, but I tell you what, praise God, God says that we can be a new creature, that we need to be a broadcasting system. If we ever realize, praise God, we're not supposed to just keep taking it in. We don't just come here and take it in and take it in and take it in. We're supposed to take it in so we can take it out. Amen. So that we can tell people, so we can, let me rephrase it, so that we can show people the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Amen. God help us. God help me. I mean, I want to be a light. Amen. I don't want to go around in a dark world and not shine a light. Amen. We need to be a light. We need to be, because of the Word of God, it speaks to our hearts, praise God, in order to go out and increase. We are to be increasing. Amen. Not in addition, but in multiplication. Amen. We ought to be, Brother Rex, we ought to be going out there and compelling folks, praise God. They ought to see Christ in us. Amen. See the joy that we have that's unspeakable, praise God. And they ought to want what we've got. And if they're not, then we're backing up. Amen. We're backing up. We ought to be able to compel people to come in. Amen. But it's hard. But the Word of God will speak. He'll give it. The broadcasting system, amen, it's there. It works. It's efficient. But it takes folks to go out there and be available. Amen. Kind of like old Peter and him. Praise God. They made themselves available. In Acts chapter 6, verse 7, the Bible said, and the Word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Amen. The Word of God increased. See, the Word, we don't just come in the door and stand there and wait for God to come get us. We ought to come in the door, praise God, and the Word of God ought to be increasing in us. It ought to be more of it and less of me. Amen. It's a hard thing. Let me just say, it's a hard thing because this flesh wants to rise up and it wants to make null and void everything comes in that we disagree with. And our flesh disagrees with everything. Everything that's to do with God and godliness, our flesh won't like. Unless we're talking about happiness and joy and how God's a blessing us, you know, just pouring out all the blessings. And He does that in a magnificent way, and we thank Him for it. But amen, there come time when where the rubber meets the road, praise God, that we need to get serious about the things of God. Because these folks all around us, our children, grandchildren, mamas and daddies and brothers, that's going to die and go to hell lost without God. Amen. So we need to be the church. We need to be God's broadcasting system for the Word of God. We need to be heralding it out there. He's the Word of God increased in the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And I caught this the other day when I read this. He said, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Now these old priests that was doing it their own way, praise God, they seen the discipline in the saints of God, praise the Lord, and they began to be obedient to the faith. They begin to do what they said they were going to do. They begin to do what they said they believed. Amen? That's kind of what we are. We are priests of the Lord. And we need to begin to do that we said that we believe. Amen? Put it into action. Let the world see it in us. Praise the Lord. In Acts 12, 24 it said, but the Word of God grew and multiplied. Amen? So it don't just stay stagnant, it just don't stay where, but it begins to go out and it begins to make a difference because the church is the broadcasting system of God. We've been brought up in a society where we take it in, and we're scared to death to go out into the world and try to live it because preacher, there's a separation of church and state. Yeah, the state needs to stay out of our business. Amen. That's what that was set up for. So if the state could stay out of their business, couldn't dictate to us what we could do and say or how we could worship. Amen. They flipped it on us and we let them. Amen. Oh me. But praise God, it's time just to stand up and take it. Why? What was different about them, these early disciples, these early Christians? Amen. Number one, they were workers for the Lord. I mean, they were in this thing to make a difference. I wonder why we're in it today. Well, preacher, we come to church because we're obligated to. Oh, me. Amen. No, they was in it, praise God. They had church in their house, praise God. They had church wherever they could have church. Amen. They was workers. They was in it to bring glory to God, to lift up His name. Amen. They was the broadcast system for God before they ever had radios. Praise the Lord. They were heralding the gospel. They were working. They were not only workers, but they were warriors. I mean, they weren't afraid to fight. They weren't afraid to get out there in the trenches, praise God, and say, you know what? No matter what man say, Lord God, he said, should we honor man or honor God? Amen. They were workers. They were warriors. They was ready to fight for the gospel. They was ready to fight for the cause of Christ. They was ready to take a stand that they might put that might broadcast the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Warriors, praise God. They were strong in the faith. They believed in the God that they said they believed in. Amen. They were not only were they workers and warriors, but they were witnesses. Everywhere they went, praise God, they were witnesses of their faith. People didn't have to, they didn't have to stand around and talk to them for 3 or 4 days before they figured out where they stood. Amen. I want to say, people shouldn't have to stand around us, be around us 2 or 3 days or a week before they realize where we stand. Amen. We ought to be workers. We ought to be warriors. We ought to be witnesses for Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up His name. Amen. Every time I go to hospital, I go a lot of times to visit folks that I don't know. Somebody will say, preacher, how about going and checking on such and such? I go visit them, and they're in there, and I say, well, you know, heard about you, needed to come by, you know, just to encourage you and try to lift you up a little bit. I say, you know, there's nothing too hard for God. And they'll say, well, you know, I'm doing a little bit better. I say, well, glory to God. Give Him the glory. Amen. Be too quick about giving God the praise. Amen. They ought to know where we stand. We ought to have a witness, praise God. Because if we're the broadcasting system, glory be God, well, then that means we've got a witness for Lord Jesus Christ, and we ain't afraid to lift Him up. You say, well, preacher, them people down there at work, if I get to praising God, what would they think? They probably think you got the Lord. Amen. Probably think you got right with God. Amen. Probably scare them to death. Don't know how to handle you anymore. Amen. Before they just tell you to shut up and sit down. Now if they shut up and sit down, they think they might offend God. It might be for your good and God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just be a witness for the Lord. Amen. Because we are God's broadcast system. Praise God. They said they broadcast Him abroad. He said, in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad so that we need not speak anything. Amen. Praise God. He said, everywhere we went, praise God, they said, oh man, that's done been broadcast abroad. Everybody around here knows about that. Everybody around here knows about the Lord Jesus Christ, how He died for the sins of the world and rose again. Amen. These folks around here in Macedonia, okay, hey, praise God, all around these regions, amen, the gospel's been preached. Praise the Lord. You say, well, they must have been a whole lot of preachers. No, they was a whole lot of folks that was living for Jesus. Amen. What I'm trying to say tonight, praise God, is we're a broadcast system by the way we live our lives. Amen. They ought to be able to see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. We are to be workers. We are to be warriors. We are to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Amen. Even so, the more, praise God, because this thing's about to wind up. I mean, it's just about finished. I ain't never seen such a mess in all my life. I mean, the world we live in is crazy. Amen. Our politicians, they got a lick of sense. I don't know where they got them, folks. From Mars or Jupiter or somewhere. They're not from around here. Amen. But I want to say there's a good God of glory, praise God, that we can still look to. The author and finisher of our faith, praise God, He's going to help us to get through this thing. To finish up, praise God. And what we need to do, church, is just be a broadcast for the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is a broadcast system. It's one that's going to herald the news. Amen. The good news of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And guess what? But Robert, that's the only good news there is. There's no good news no more. Every time you turn on TV, there's a destruction here, or a tornado there, or a hurricane there, or a fire here, or somebody killing somebody over here. But praise God, what if every time somebody looked at your life, you had something positive to say? So let me tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ and the blessed hope we have. Amen. One day, in just a little while, this is all going to be over. And we're going to be shouting the glory in heaven. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to get ready and go with me. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we're the broadcast system of the broadcasting system of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we may be the only gospel they'll ever hear. Praise God. But I tell you what, when you settle in your heart that you're going to magnify His name and lift Him up and put Him out there, but I tell you what, there's nothing like it. Amen. I know it's scary. Let me say that a lot of people say they don't want to hear it. But when you get to talking to somebody that does want to hear it, it's amazing to me, those folks, Brother Dean, that say they don't want to hear it. You look around and they're over there and they're straining every fiber in their hearing to hear what you're saying. Amen. I don't want to hear that, but they'll listen. They're trying to get just a little dab of hope. Amen. They don't know how to get in, but praise God, they're looking for a little bit of hope. And praise God, we're the broadcasting system that puts out that hope. The hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And we just keep harrowing out there, keep throwing it out there, keep trumping and thundering it out there, praise God, to a lost and dying world that they might hear and believe. Amen. And then you know what happens? Then they begin to hear it, they begin to believe it, and they begin to trumpet it out too. See, what's happened is that the church has been quiet for too long. Amen. We've come to a place of complacency, and we're like, you know, everything's going to be okay, and God will take care of this. Amen. God saves us and leaves us here to harrow out the gospel. Amen. To tell folks about the Lord Jesus Christ so that they might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's our responsibility. We are the broadcast system for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to put the word out there so folks can hear and believe. Amen. Because if they don't hear it from us, they sure ain't going to hear it nowhere else.